Meditation 4.2. Meditation on Appreciating Human Life. Let us begin our meditation. Sit comfortably with your back straight. Relax your body and let any tension dissolve and flow away. Spend a few minutes calming and settling your mind using the meditation on the breath or the 9-round breathing practice. Motivation. When your mind is calm and settled in the here and now, generate a positive, altruistic motivation for doing the meditation. For example, you can think, "May this meditation bring greater peace and happiness to myself and others, to the whole world." Or, "May this meditation bring me closer to enlightenment so that I can help all other beings attain enlightenment as well." Begin the meditation by contemplating that the nature of your mind is clear and pure and has the potential to become enlightened. The state of complete purity, goodness, and perfection. This is true for yourself and all other beings. You can think, for example, "The nature of every being's mind is clear like space, vast, and unlimited. Our negative thoughts and emotions are not permanent, fixed parts of the mind, but transient, like clouds that pass through the sky. And because they are based on ignorance and misconceptions, they can be cleared away, and the mind can be developed to a state that is completely pure and positive." Alternatively, if you find it difficult to accept that the mind has the potential to become enlightened, you can think of the positive qualities that you have: intelligence, loving kindness, compassion, generosity, courage, etc. And remind yourself that these can be developed even further, and that you can use your life to bring benefit and happiness to others. Spend some time contemplating this, and feel joyful about the potential within you. Although all beings have the potential to transform their mind and become enlightened, not all beings are in the most ideal situation to recognize and develop this potential. Human beings are generally in the best situation. Non-human beings either have too much suffering or are incapable of developing their potential due to ignorance and other delusions. Imagine what it would be like as an animal. Animals in the wild have no one to care for them when they experience hunger, thirst, heat, cold, sickness or injuries and are in almost constant fear for their lives. Domestic animals are sometimes better off, but lack freedom and are often killed for meat, fur or other products. And all animals, even the most intelligent, have extremely limited mental capacities and are unable to develop themselves intellectually or spiritually. Contemplate this to get a sense of how fortunate you are to have a human life. However, not all human beings have the right conditions to recognize and develop their potential. For example, imagine being a destitute beggar or living in a war zone. Most of your time and energy would be spent simply trying to keep yourself and your family alive. You would have little or no time to think of spiritual practice. Imagine suffering from a severe mental disability or illness that makes it very difficult for you to understand the teachings on the mind's potential and how to develop it. Or having a physical condition that caused you a great deal of pain, discomfort and inconvenience, and hindered your ability to learn and practice spiritual teachings. Some people do not have access to spiritual teachings that explain the mind's potential and how to develop it. Imagine spending your entire life in a small, remote village where no one has even heard about enlightenment, so there's no opportunity to learn how to attain it. Other people may be aware of their potential and sincerely wish to practice the teachings on how to develop it, but are prevented from doing so by others. For example, people in some countries do not have freedom of religion, others face strong objections from their parents, spouse or children. Imagine yourself in such a situation. Recognize how difficult it would be and appreciate the freedom that you have. Then, there are many people who are physically and mentally healthy, are materially well off and have the freedom and opportunity to learn spiritual teachings, but are simply not interested. Their interests lie elsewhere, accumulating wealth, property and possessions, acquiring worldly knowledge or skills, or in simply experiencing as much pleasure as they can. They never consider that all these things will be left behind when they die, like a dream that vanishes as soon as we wake up, and that only their mind will continue to the next life. Some people engage in harmful actions such as killing, stealing, being abusive or dishonest, not realizing that these actions cause suffering to themselves and others, and create further obstacles to discovering their true potential. Recognize how fortunate you are to be interested in enlightenment and using your life in meaningful, beneficial ways, for yourself and others. Now bring to mind the positive qualities and advantages you have. You are a human being with an intelligent mind, a loving heart, and a body you can put to good use. There are people who care about and support you, family, friends, a spiritual teacher. You have opportunities to pursue your creative, intellectual, and social interests. You enjoy a good standard of living, at least, you have enough to stay alive. And most of all, you have the potential and opportunity, because of all the other benefits, to investigate, understand, and transform your mind. Even if your life does not afford as much freedom and comfort as you would like, and even if you have to live with some very difficult problems and challenges, no matter where you are and what conditions you live in, you can always work on your mind. Think now how few people or creatures on Earth share these freedoms and chances with you. When you have considered this deeply, you will realize how rare and precious a life like yours is. Really appreciate your good fortune. Once you have seen the disadvantages your life is free of and the advantages you enjoy, decide how best to use your precious opportunities. Think of all the possibilities open to you: work, travel, enjoyment, study. If you wish to offer service to others, there are countless opportunities to help those less fortunate than you. But the most meaningful and beneficial thing you can do, both for yourself and others, is to develop yourself spiritually. Overcoming the negative aspects of your mind and increasing the positive and actualizing your potential for enlightenment. Try to see the limitations of a lifestyle geared solely to materialistic gain. Think of the insignificance of fame, wealth, reputation, and sensual indulgence when compared to the goal of enlightenment. Why aspire to only temporal achievements when we are capable of so much more? See if you can feel a sense of joy and appreciation for the wonderful situation you have. Resolve to use your life wisely, doing your best to avoid harming others and instead helping them as much as you can. Developing your love, compassion, wisdom, and other positive qualities that will enable you to actualize your highest potential. Dedication. Finally, dedicate the energy and inspiration you have gained from doing this meditation to the ultimate happiness of all beings.